and welcome back to another episode of Tap That. I have got Crystal here from Goddess Fitology, and I'm super, super excited to have her. Hey, Crystal, how are you going?
Oh, hello, hello. I am great. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, this is my first, I shouldn't say international podcast, because Amanda, I recorded an episode with her recently and she's from New Zealand, but I feel like, you know, they're neighboring to Australia. So all the way in the USA, I'm so stoked. So again, thank you so much for being here.
I'm actually from Canada.
Oh my goodness, look at me. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I feel like it's such a common misconception, like USA and Canadians. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Crystal, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah. So, you know, I am a lover of art and wellness and everything to do with like the mind. I'm very fascinated about. And I am a holistic lifestyle coach who really embodies the mind and the physical body and the spiritual body and really combine them together and to really help women, especially to feel empowered in their vessel, in the body, in this thing that we call home that we walk around with every single day, and to be able to find the best way for them to show the fuck up in their lives while owning their health and their bodies. So yeah, that's a little bit about me and some of the things that I'm passionate about.
I love that, because female empowerment is just like such a huge movement at the moment. And so many women want to be able to showcase it in different ways. Like, it's not the same for everyone. The way that we show up isn't identical to one another. So yeah, I really, really love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's like why I'm so passionate about it, because through my own journey of healing and working through my disordered eating and recognizing my own dysfunctional behaviors as even a personal trainer before, and just seeing all the gaps that people had with their own healing journey, whether that was healing their physical body, healing their mental body, or just wanting to get in shape, and being able to see all of those gaps, and at the core of a lot of it is just this lack of confidence in self, and that they're afraid to be seen, and that manifests into all of these health issues and all of these physical symptoms. And then it takes this crazy toll of like, is it my mental health? Is it my physical health? And then it just really comes down to, it's like, if you feel empowered enough to make the changes, the behaviors and all the other things will be a lot easier to implement. So yeah, I'm a big fan of female empowerment, because, you know, we just are all baddies, and I want everyone to see that.
Yes, we are a whole bunch of baddies. I love that. And it's such, you know, healing the mind and the body, it's such a balance as well. People tend to get so caught up on either one or the other, and it's really important that, you know, you've got to look at the two. They're not separate from one another. So I really, really love that. And I would really like to understand, I guess, the mind aspect, because obviously this podcast is Tap That and it's about EFT. So I would really love to know, like, how you got called to EFT.
Yeah. So I'm a forever learner in life, and through my own journey of figuring out what modalities I wanted to add to my arsenal of, you know, things that I can use to help people with, I truthfully don't know how I found the tapping solution, but that's kind of like where I first was introduced to it. And from there, I kind of was like, oh, this is really interesting. I was like, cool. So I tried it myself and I was like, whoa, this is like almost instant, you know, the type of feeling that I got. And because through different modalities that I've done in the past, like through NLP and life coaching, I found it to be such a beautiful blend of somatic work, like using the body, as well as using language to really reframe, you know, your mind and be able to have a quick shift. You know, you do tapping as well. Like, I was so impressed by how quick it was. And then from there, I found Gala Darling, and then did a lot more research on it. And I was like, just started to like try it on myself, do it with some of my clients. And I was like, well, this stuff is like amazing. So that's kind of like how I got about to using EFT as, and it's literally one of my favorite modalities that I use because it's easy in the sense of how, you know, the science of it isn't, but how easy it is to implement is why I love it, because people want easy, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're so right in that regard. Like people just want the, they do want quick fix solutions and things like that. But EFT, like you said, the science behind it is so much more, and it's really just kind of coming to the surface now. A lot of people don't really see EFT as having any scientific basis, but it's there. You just need to really, really look for it as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, like the speech therapy aspect of it is a huge part, because a lot of the negative self-talk goes back to what you were saying about, you know, women's confidence these days. It's such a huge part of it. And when you implement like the speech therapy aspects of EFT together, it works. It's beautiful. It's great. I love it. So in terms of EFT and movement, because obviously you're a personal trainer, you've got a huge array of modalities you were talking to, like the NLP, the coaching, the EFT, and a personal trainer. Like, how do you combine all of those things?
Yeah, so I combine all of the modalities that I have, and I really... the thing that I resonate the most with is being a holistic coach. Is it's something that I learned through my certification through Paul Check, like being Check certified. And it really encompasses the whole mind body thing. So what I really like to do is kind of look at the whole person and the whole body and just go, okay, so what aspect needs healing first? Like, what is the most pressing thing? So I call it kind of like your big rock. Like, what is the one thing that if we can just crack open is really going to have the biggest ripple effect? And from there, I just kind of look and see, like, is it nutrition? Is it going to be movement? And truthfully, what I always like to do is kind of do both at the same time. So with my clients, it's like, what is going to be the thing that's going to help them make the biggest change? Because sometimes with the body, like working the physical body, it's like, well, if your mind is not mentally prepared to do it, or if you have a lot of negative self-talk about your body and you feel self-defeated before you even started, which is what I found when I was doing personal training quite a bit, is, and that led me here, is the negative self-talk. So what I really do is just look at, go, okay, what needs to happen first before we start moving the body? And also, what ways do we need to move the body so it feels good and safe and comfortable, so then that way you can take the next step? So I wish there was like a science, but I think it's just very intuitively, and also through some of the assessments that I do with my clients, and just go, okay, what's really gonna help shift this behavior so that it sticks? And then from there, we create a plan on what works the best for each individual person. Because we're all unique, right? Like, what's going to work for one person is not going to work for another one. And that's why, you know, I love having so many different modalities to kind of fall back on. So I have as many tools in my toolbox to best help someone on their health journey.
I love that, especially what you were saying about the intuitive piece of, you know, really tapping into your clients and what they need, because we are so unique. And I think that it's really easy for anyone, like not just personal trainers, but I'll use personal trainers as this example, but it's really easy for them to like allocate the same kind of workout to absolutely everyone. And it's just like, no, we can't be doing that. Everyone's so different and needs different things. So I really love that you, tap into that intuition when it comes to working with your clients. I think that that's awesome.
Yeah. I was just also going to say that like a lot of people that I work with also have trauma as well. So trauma can get trapped in the emotional body, in the physical body, as well as the emotional body. And which is the reason why I like EFT, but, and also doing somatic work, because it's not just personal training in the sense of like exercising. It's how do we shift and move the trauma out of the body as well, because I'm in the process of doing my getting certified in trauma release exercises, which is really, really cool, because if we have intention behind our movement as well, which I find a lot of people don't, there's no intention behind your movement. So that could even be like bench pressing, or it could be doing yoga, it could be just be doing stretches. But once you have the awareness of like, there could potentially be trapped emotions in certain parts of the area, and there's guided intention behind it, it can actually help remove and leave it, and help it leave from the physical body as well. Because that's a lot of one thing that I don't think a lot of people realize is how your physical body and your emotional body can really impact one another, and why sometimes people will continuously go to the gym and continuously go see massage therapists and continuously do kind of X, Y, and Z type of body work, and they don't get any results, or they get minimal results, is a lot of times is that emotional body, the trauma, the pain, the stories is all held within our fascia and our muscles, and sometimes even in our organs. So it's such a cool like thing for like, I want everybody to know, it's like, it's not just going to the gym, it's not just doing this, it's like there's this other aspect to it. So if you are struggling in those areas and you're like, I've tried all those things, I really want to just encourage anybody who's listening to really look at your emotional body and to see if your physical body is just holding and storing on to all of these things.
Oh, I love that. And it, you know, what you were saying earlier, the intention behind it, it's so important. It's like anything that we do, anything that requires action from us, like actual physical action, does need to have intention behind it. And that's really, really important. So I'm really glad that you said that. So I'm really curious to know, like, who are your ideal clients? Because you've got such a huge array of modalities, as you said, and as we touched on earlier, like, who are the people that you really want to work with?
I want to work with the people who know that there is something more to healing their physical body, and they may have tried diets and conventional ways of getting healthy and are just kind of like stuck, and like, they're like, I know there's something more to feeling better, to feeling good in my own body, to looking in the mirror and being happy with the person that I see. I just don't know exactly how to get there. So that's the type of person, it's a person who's probably tried different things before and it hasn't worked for them. And they're willing and open to look at a holistic way of healing and feeling good and looking good in, and when I say looking good, I mean like having their physical and emotional sense of self match.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a certain aesthetic. It's like they just want that their outsides and their insides to be a vibrational match to what they desire in life. And they just are like, I don't know how to do that because conventional medicine doesn't work for me. Going on 15 million diets hasn't worked for me. And I just know there's something more. I just haven't figured out what it is yet. Yeah. That's where I kind of come in.
Yeah, that's really cool because, yeah, I think diet culture has shaped a lot of the ways that women look at themselves, and also, you know, social media as well has really contributed to the way women want to be perceived as well. And it's such a huge thing. And I think that it's really, really beautiful that you're talking about the vibrational match from the inside and the outside being for that person, that individual. It's not about what anyone else thinks. It's not about how, you know, the aesthetic plays into it. So I think that that's really, really beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
And so these clients, these dream clients, why do they want to come to you?
They want to come to me because they want someone who understands what it's like, who has been there before, someone who has, you know, I may not understand all of what they're going through, but knows what it looks like to, knows what it feels like to look in the mirror and not be happy with themselves, to have tried different ways of, you know, healing the body and it didn't work, you know, and someone who has the understanding of kind of like the holistic side, but also like conventional side. And I just really am unbiased towards any of that. And I'm really, they want to work with me because I will meet people where they are. And I will always be not just their cheerleader, but at the same time, I will tell them what they need to do with so much love and compassion, because I understand everybody's journey is going to look different. And yeah, I and somebody who is just, you know, straight up at the same time and a little bit weird and a little bit quirky, so they can feel more comfortable being their, you know, weird, quirky self. Because I think that's a big, big part of owning who you are, is to have someone that you feel comfortable with. And so everybody has this weird, quirky side. And that plays into, I think, a big part of women's confidence is we are almost not allowed to play. Like, it's almost like we're not allowed to just be silly. And we have to hold ourselves to a certain type of, I don't know, fucking stereotype that I don't know who created, but we all bought into it.
The patriarchy created it, that's for sure. Patriarchy. Wasn't us.
Patriarchy. Wasn't us.
Nah.
So yeah, anybody who wants somebody who's going to give them that permission slip until they feel comfortable enough to create their own permission slip to be like however the hell they want to be while they're on their journey, and, you know, doesn't have a cookie cutter way of saying like, this is how you need to be. That's why people would want to work with me.
Absolutely. Oh, I was about to swear again. Absolutely. No, I love that.
Sorry, so, am I not supposed to swear?
Oh, you can swear. I'm trying my hardest to be, you know, a little bit more appealing to the masses. You know, who knows if children are listening? Okay. I don't know. But no, I, you know, I really appreciate that, like that, you've got that life aspect involved at the, like, from the get-go. You're like, I've been through this. This, you know, this is my story as well. And I think it relates to so many people. More people want to find healers, find trainers, find, you know, practitioners that have been through what they've gone through. And not necessarily, you know, as you say, cookie cutter, just come... I don't know what, how to explain it. Like, you know, there's people that just have always had it together. They've always, you know, shown up in this way that it's just not, it's not real. It doesn't come across as relatable. And I think that that's what we're looking for nowadays, is more people that we can relate to and connect with on that deeper level, where it's like, you've been through what I'm going through, so, you know, let's connect and work on that, as opposed to, this is the ideal person that I want to work with, but they have absolutely no idea what it's been like for me.
Yeah,
they've never had to experience that. So yeah
absolutely. Yeah, the relatability piece I think is huge. People want real people, like not somebody who has all their shit figured out, because really, who does? Like, who has all their stuff figured out? Like, nobody really does. And I think the realness and the rawness and the vulnerability is such a huge piece for any coach or practitioner or anybody who is in a space where they are helping guide people to a different level or a different place in their life, right? Like, I think that's really huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just feel like you really showcase that in the person that you are through Instagram. And I mean, I've only known you through that space, but like the reels that you post, they really, really resonate with a lot of women out there, because you are being unapologetically yourself and showing up in a way that a lot of other personal trainers, coaches, influencers, whatever, would not. Like, they're all about that, you know, picture perfect grid and these, like, again, I've lost the word. I can't even get there.
this like whole like perfect, like,
yeah, these like perfect, like, reels, and, you know, like, oh, I've been like this my whole life. And it's just like, yeah, no one, that's not attainable at all. And you really showcase this realness and rawness, as you said, connecting to these women through just literally being yourself. And I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So in terms of being in that online space, what are some of the services that you offer online so that people can really access you?
Yeah. So online, what I am doing is just doing one-on-one. I will be having group coaching programs starting up very soon. So watch out for that. And I also do individualized like programs, full health assessments as well, which you do not need to, you know, be in front of me to do. I can do them virtually as well. And I do in person for anybody who is in Toronto or
Canada, not America.
Canada. Unless I travel around, my goal is to like move around and do workshops soon once the world is, you know, like getting to a place where that makes more sense. But
yeah,
you know, I love facilitating live workshops as well. So yeah, and retreats. But online, yeah, that's what I do. I do one-on-one, group coaching coming soon, and full health appraisals and programs.
That's really cool. So in terms of like that group stuff, is this your healing program or is that something separate?
Yeah, so it would be like a healing program focused 100% like on the body, like the mind-body connection and how to really figure out what areas in your life, your emotional body or in your physical body that is kind of contributing to this lack of confidence and sense in self, so that we can get to a place where you can create your new identity while feeling good in your body through movement, through tapping, and through releasing any old trauma that might be stored within the body. And then just coming to this place where you're like, it's not that I have arrived, because I don't think you ever arrive on a healing journey.
That's true.
You just arrive to your next stop, you know, like you just get to your next stop and you're like, okay, I am ready for this next chapter. So yeah, I'm super excited for that program to be starting soon.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. It sounds phenomenal. So where can everyone find you?
So they can find me on Instagram and on TikTok as Goddess Fitology. So GoddessFitology. I hope I spelled that right. Goddess Fitology. Or you can just look up Crystal Chen. You'll be able to find me. Website coming soon. But yeah, if you shoot me a DM there, or you can always email me crystal@goddessfitology as well.
Amazing. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Get ready for some slippery DMs.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining me, Crystal. I really enjoyed hearing about how you incorporate EFT and movement together, just, you know, overall looking after the whole person, not just different components, different elements. I think that it's really awesome. So thank you again so much.
I appreciate it.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a blast. Thank you.
Love it. Thanks, guys.